I'm going to put my mouth right on the microphone.
That would probably be best. I don't know what you were doing before.
I was basically speaking in a inside voice from across the room last week.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
does that explain it?
Yeah. No. That's the signal to noise was no good.
I might have been whispering from across the room.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to yell from directly in front of the microphone.
Fine. Nobody. I don't think anyone comes here to listen to you anyway.
Okay.
You know what? That would have been better if you said it, not me. Now I feel like I'm bragging.
I've got nothing to say.
Hello and welcome to episode 418 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vantown, BC, Canada.
Right on top of the mic, Adam.
Yeah, I'm standing on it.
Yeah, good times. What's going on, Adam? First of all, Amazon. Let's get Amazon out of the way right out of the gate and get into the show.
Okay, Jeff Bezos.
Not a sponsor.
Okay.
No, wait, I guess they kind of are.
All right.
Yeah. Click through our site onto Amazon. Help us out. That's all. We won't do some little bit about it. Let's buy something. You buy what you want to buy.
Yeah. Make it expensive, though.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Buy two of them. Yeah. So there's that. All right. What's going on, Adam?
Happy New Year
to you, buddy.
Yeah. Happy New Year's. So we're 2019. That's new.
Do you care about the 19 this year?
As opposed to?
Any other year of your life? I don't think I cared either.
No, it just...
2000 was weird.
It's just one of those things where you got to get used to writing it down.
When do you ever write it down?
I write it down every day at work. I got to write dates all the time. Yeah. So I have trouble for the first month.
Okay. Don't you guys have iPads?
Not yet.
You should just do everything on iPad.
Yeah.
And it would just do it for you.
Maybe soon.
Writing, I didn't know you had to write stuff down.
Yeah, we're still writing.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think there's that much writing in a massage parlor. I thought anonymity was key.
Okay. All right, let's
I don't know. I've never been
going to entertain the notion.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say Happy New Year to the listeners, which I didn't do last week. I just realized there's a bunch of stuff that I didn't get to last week. I didn't say Happy New Year. I didn't say thanks for listening. So I'm saying it now. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for listening, helping us grow. We hear stories all the time from new listeners who, hey, I just found you guys and listened back. And, you know, I'm on episode 200 and I was like, wow, you got some boring times ahead, my friend. And they're catching up, and then someone had said something like, "Yeah, it's been great. Like I've seen your family grow 7 years in like 3 months," which made me cry a little bit, because like, wow, that's that Matthew McConaughey movie, isn't it?
Sure.
What was the one where he goes to space?
Oh yeah, I didn't watch it, but yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Smokes a joint or something like that. Dazed and Confused, you know it.
Yeah,
he's good. He's good in that one.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we appreciate it very much. So, let's have a good 2019, everybody.
Okay.
In the what's going on department, on our Instagram, I posted our best, is it best nine? You don't even know, do you?
No.
It's a thing. Apparently, it's a thing. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't even know how to do it. I had to Google it. That's how bad I am at computers.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and I don't even know if I did it right, but I did. I did post it. They take your best nine photos or your most liked, I suppose, and put the nine of them into a little square, like a 3x3.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to post it and brag about your year or something like that.
Sure.
So we did that. And the only reason I posted it is because out of those nine pictures, you didn't take any of them.
That's
not
pretty awesome.
One.
That's
zero.
Awesome.
Did listeners take? I only took six, to be fair. No, there are photos.
Okay.
it's our photo. Like the photos from the two posted on the two hosers Instagram by the two hosers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I took six of them.
Okay.
Your wife took one. So she beat you 1-0.
Okay. Yeah.
And Fathead Randall took two of them.
No, Randall?
Yes. In all fairness, I did set the camera up, but I'm not claiming those ones. Now, those are the ones that you're in.
Okay.
Like, well, he took pictures of you and I.
I think people generally like pictures of me.
Yeah. No, that's definitely, definitely. So, yeah. So, you're in three pictures. I'm in four. I took, there's the one I took of myself in the rearview mirror on the way to Seattle. Oh, so, okay. Technically, I took it and I'm in it. So, that's obviously,
yeah,
you know, you're crossing off two what do you call it? Checklist items.
Yeah.
Checking off two boxes with that one. But yeah, so.
Okay, now, wait. Before you say anything, are any of the photos any good?
Of us?
Well, just any of the photos that were the most liked or whatever they chose.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're my kids, though.
But they're not that good, right?
Oh, no.
Like, if you were going to call them the best nine from what's on Instagram, you would pick nine completely different photos, I'm guessing.
They're not the best nine from Instagram. They're the best nine from your Instagram.
What do you mean?
We don't go search all of Instagram and
I
think we lose to some of the Kardashians.
It's probably, but I'm saying is if you were going to pick
the best... Have you ever seen me wear a bikini in the snow?
You're avoiding the question. If you were going to pick the best nine photos from your Instagram, would any of the photos on there make the cut?
Yes.
Okay, so how many of those nine?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but... The one in the middle, I think, is a picture of my daughter. It's actually pretty good. I forget what the rest of them are. It was really irrelevant. The point was you didn't take them. That was all. Right. That was my takeaway.
My point is I'm feeling like because I don't participate on Instagram, nor does anybody that I know.
I feel, post your photos though.
Yeah, but to people that I don't know, right?
Right.
Right, I feel like you might have a few more people involved in Instagram in your circle than I do, and therefore the numbers are going to be skewed.
No, I don't think so. In fact, if anything, I do notice one little trend that's going to really throw cold water on this.
Okay.
I promise you, I'm not even joking. I find that there's the people that I know who follow us. There's a couple of people. They tend to like everything equally.
Okay.
I don't even think they look at the pictures. They just, they see it and they'll throw some likes Al's way for some mercy or something.
Right.
So I'll post like both of our challenge photos. They'll like both of them.
Sure.
Disturbing trend amongst your wife, daughter, and mother-in-law. They only like yours.
Interesting. That's three people. I'm feeling like that skew might
they still,
go.
You still, but you still, I'm saying with that. No, you know, my friends vote for yours out of pity, and so you have those votes, and you're still losing, even though you have the home.
No. Right. See, what I'm gonna say is you are much more involved from Instagram because of the stuff related to the Adam Carolla. So that vastly skews it in the other direction.
What are you talking about? Like, what do you think? Carolla's liking my stuff?
No, he's not.
He couldn't pick me out of a lineup.
But other people related to Carolla that you've made friends with over this time, and you've had to. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, name one.
I they're your friends, not mine.
I actually couldn't name one of you. Oh, no, there is one. Does he follow us on Instagram?
And you Instagram all the photos from the cruise and the photos from the car stuff. Give me a break. That's BS.
One of them is Goldberg. One of them is Goldberg.
Well, what about that moderator guy?
Yeah, he's in the same one. It's him and Goldberg.
And yeah.
He likes your photos too, though.
The assistant guy.
I'm telling you, Matt, you're talking about Matt, the moderator.
That's one.
DeAndrea.
That's one. Yeah.
Yeah, but he likes your photos as well.
That's all. What about the assistant guy from the Adam Carolla guy and his network? Isn't that how Instagram works? You get one person that kind of knows
who
a bunch of people.
Who do you think we are, dude?
And then they like it, and it goes out to their people. And all I'm saying is you are making an argument that is when you have one person who never posts or likes anything from anybody versus someone else who's involved in it, then you're going to get a skew 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
If you actually crunch the numbers and look at how involved I am on Instagram,
what I'm saying is
sorely mistaken.
What I'm saying is it's not based on the pictures there.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you think I'm somehow involved in Instagram.
Randall got two pictures on that list. Yeah. He's only taken two pictures.
He's better than you.
No.
Two nothing, Randall.
No, never. No.
Look, I hate to be the kid from Pee Wee Hockey, but look at the scoreboard, buddy. We are the champions, my friend.
No, I'm
why do they play that song every tournament?
Come on. I don't know. I'm not with you on this one. I know you like to jab me, but it's BS. This is all BS.
Oh,
yeah.
Way to roll with it.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. This is BS. Yeah.
The internet is nonsense.
I call it fake news, so there you go. It is.
And we've hit a new low.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Water off a duck's back.
See,
right there,
I gave you good mileage on that. I could have just said, whatever. They're dumb. People are dumb. But
you're right.
People are dumb. I went a different direction. Yeah.
I literally just got off the phone. Not the phone. We know who has the phone. I just got off talking with Don Komarechka for his podcast, which will be out probably now. If you're listening to this on Monday, it's probably out last Saturday or a couple of days ago. Or whatever it is, but we just talked about how people are. He's nice. I talked about how people are dumb. So it's funny you mentioned that. Not all people.
Just the people voting on Instagram.
Just the people who like my pictures and not yours.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you know what you need? Like 300 more mother-in-laws.
Yeah, I should. I should go get them.
You know
what
you need? 300 more mothers-in-law. That was the proper pluralization of that.
There's probably like a mothers-in-law group on Instagram. I could just recruit them.
Oh my! Can you buy mothers-in-law on Instagram? No one has ever uttered that phrase. Hey, man, I need more mothers-in-law.
I'm just gonna pay the whatever. Doesn't Instagram do this like Facebook? Like pay the $2.99 that they advertise every time, and then I'll just get like 1,000 more likes on everything.
Yeah, or you could just take good pictures.
No, I'm doing that. I'm already doing that.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget the other part. Forget the self-improvement part. I'm just saying, listeners have spoken. All right.
I don't think you can get much better. Yeah.
Speaking of the Christmas episode from 2 weeks ago, I meant to mention it last week. I wanted to apologize for the bad audio quality. It was one of the ones we recorded on the I-5 down to Seattle.
Oh, but Instagram just posted best audio quality in top 9 of 2018. Yeah,
it did say the same trip that Randall took those two award winning photos of you. So, just saying.
Yeah. All right. I'm stepping away. Hey, Randall. Yeah, he's back there. Step in for me.
Yeah. He'll take over. No, he's bad at podcasting. As you heard in that episode, the opening of last week, or 2 weeks ago, the episode, he doesn't know how audio works, apparently. Right. But point is, I want to say, hey, thanks. If you listened, which probably didn't, I cleaned the audio up as best I could. Wow, was it terrible. So bad that Adam and I actually sat down before Christmas and recorded a brand new episode to put out in its place. An actual Christmas episode of just him and I, not with that fathead Randall. And his nickname actually is Fathead, by the way. True story.
Okay.
So anyways, it was garbage. It was terrible. And so I listened back. I thought, you know, was that good? And good isn't even the bar we set for ourselves on the Christmas episode. Is that palatable? Yeah. And so I got about 10 minutes in and thought, oh no, I can't air this. Like this is awful. It was the equivalent of watching paint dry whilst getting kicked in the nuts. And I was like, well, I can't air that.
I don't think I would be still watching the paint dry.
No. You're begging for some paint at that point. So I said, you know what? Either we record again, which you said, no bueno. And I said, no, me neither. So that's why we posted. I thought it was a better episode, just bad quality. So that was the story. We actually made the effort to do it well and came up short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So New Year's Eve, man.
So our barely audible episode was better.
Yes. Yeah. It was terrible. I deleted it. I didn't even keep it.
It was the barely audible episode was better by a landslide. That's what we're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you about the getting kicked in the nuts
part. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was Not in a good way. I don't mean in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean like, oh, no, I wish that hadn't happened. Can they cancel self-produced podcasts? Because we would have been, like, no, I'm sorry, man. We're just confiscating your microphone.
Yeah.
So there's that. All right. New Year's, what'd you do?
We went to my...
You did stuff. I saw your Instagram. Didn't like anything, but...
Neither did Instagram, apparently. Mm-hmm. No, I went to my sister-in-law's place. We did sort of a kid-friendly New Year's, and I did set up the photo booth, so that's probably where you saw photos, because my wife and
Wasn't there ice skating?
Was there ice skating? That wasn't on New Year's Eve. We did go ice skating at one point over the holidays, but I think that was either the day before, or actually on New Year's Day, I think we went ice skating.
Okay.
They had like a Winter Wonderland theme set up in one of the rinks, and we went ice skating, so that was fun. And I took the little fake GoPro with me, and that was fun. Took some video inside the rink, and looks really good for what it is.
Right.
And yeah, for New Year's, though, we set up the photo booth and had some fun with it. I used that new app that I was talking about last time, the Wi-Fi booth, where you can, you know, dial everything in with your camera and your flashes and then just Wi-Fi it over to the photo booth. And you put the iPad on a table and you can, you know, basically control it all from the iPad. What's neat, what feature that I really love, because on a photo booth, especially when you're dealing with kids or adults, too, they don't always stay in the same spot where you've dialed in the focus. And right. So on each photo through the iPad, it'll actually focus the camera. So if someone comes 3 feet closer, it'll use the camera's autofocus to refocus. And so you almost never get a miss unless they're moving during the shot. You get rock solid focus, which is awesome. So really, really like that app. And then the beauty of it is you're shooting JPEG and RAW. The JPEG goes to the iPad and then you can immediately send it out to whoever you want. And then the RAW you've got on your camera if you want to do something else with it later.
And you can probably set it to automatically upload to Instagram where no one sees it.
Yes, that's true. You can, but that's the more premium version, which I didn't pay for.
I see.
Yeah.
Are you going to post one of those pages? Now your wife posted it on the Instagram. You going to post one for us?
I'll send one over to you after we're done so you can post it with this episode.
All right. We kept it really low key. I this is the first year I was actually debating falling asleep before midnight.
Okay.
And I didn't. Spoiler alert, I stayed up. Woohoo, champ. But they, you know what they like in Germany? Fireworks.
Mm-hmm. You generally have a fireworks photo for New Year's.
They go, well, I don't, yeah, I tend to stay away from the fireworks myself. Like our guests, if we have people over, which we did not this year, we lost all of our friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turns out being a jerk will wear them down. But no, we kept it low key this year and just, you know, it was a long Christmas, et cetera, a lot of guests, et cetera. But point being, with just the kids, but the Germans love their fireworks. So if we do have guests over, you know, they will bring fireworks, which I don't really mind, but I don't get involved because they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I was a kid, I had firecrackers and everything like that, but not super safe. Can't recommend them. I know my kids will do it one day, but the Germans go nuts. Like, just light up the sky leading up to midnight a little bit, but then at midnight, the whole place just lights up. And so it's pretty cool. So we kind of walked outside and just kind of watched the different cities fire off. The plan was to go walk up a little church on a hill, a pretty decent sized hill, so you could overlook this whole valley, but the weather was not cooperating. So we just stayed home, had some sparklers, and I snapped my requisite New Year's sparkler shot.
Gotcha.
There it is.
Nice.
Lit. Now, backlit by just a bare flash that you can see.
Yeah.
And lit in the front just by the sparklers.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice little blue and orange combo. That's all.
Which camera is this? The Fuji, or what do you got going here?
No, that's the Mark III, the 5D Mark III.
Okay.
With, I believe, a 50mm lens, and because it does pretty well, pretty decent focus in the, because it's actually really, really dark. You know, I mean, you see the sparklers, of course, but in terms of faces, their faces are very, very dark in real life, and so very hard to focus. It does a pretty good job. Caught the focus on my daughter, and they both have a nice little blue rim light around them.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really match. The only thing is I like to motivate light, and I don't really care on this one, but the one blue light, it looks cool, but it doesn't make sense with the other street lights that are very, very orange.
True.
So I'm going to go smash those out next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just put another flash there in front of it.
I like smashing things.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that too. Yeah. Oh, just a off topic question, but while I'm thinking about it, video on the camera, would you opt for...
Which camera?
On my little camera, the little GoPro thing. Would you opt for 720p at 60 frames per second, 1080p at 30 frames per second, or 720 at 30 frames per second?
I would shoot 1080p at 30.
Okay.
They don't give you a 24 option, right?
I have to look through the settings. I don't believe so. That probably they might. Not. They might. Yeah, I don't
think so. Yeah, it's unlikely because mine doesn't either. For that price point, usually it's pretty bare bones. I think mine gives me the option of, it's got a 4K at 30 frames, which PS is garbage.
Yeah, this one doesn't even have a 4K yet.
The 1080 will do 60 frames or 30. I don't like 60. 60 frames looks, it's not my, I don't like it. Just don't like it.
But what about if you were going to do something and then put it in slow-mo?
There's the only time. Now, I have done that. The slow-mo, the 60 frames slowed down. Now, I shoot everything, almost everything. I say almost. It's really everything. I shoot on 24 frames per second with my other video cameras. Except for my iPhone, which doesn't handle that, unfortunately. But everything else is 24 frames per second. And then when I want to shoot some slow-mo, I will shoot it at 60 frames per second and then slow it down, which slows it down to, it slows it down to a very manageable, I think it's, I guess, do the math now. It's about 40%, I think. Does that sound right?
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 40%. So it actually looks, it jives quite nicely when you put it into a regular time frame. Now, it takes some messing around to make it look good without... Which in theory, if you just play it back at 24 frames per second, it should look like slow motion. It doesn't always do that. Depends on your editing program. You have to kind of mess around with it. So I've got mixed results with that camera. Other cameras, really great.
Mm, okay.
So in general, I almost always shoot 30 frames per second, 1080, and just don't touch it.
Gotcha.
Because how much slow motion do you need?
I don't know. I was thinking about hockey application, but.
Yeah, it looks cool, but in the end, like, you mess around with it a little bit, and then you're sort of done.
Okay.
That's what I found. So, and then 60 frames per second, it just looks too real, which is weird to say. It's too much info coming at you. Eh, I don't like it.
Gotcha. All right.
Oh, all right. Screen calibration. I'm glad you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Finally calibrated my screen this week.
And?
Yay. Well, it's better. Yeah, okay. Definitely right. Better. In the realm of when things were worse and now better, better. Definitely better.
I think because my computer is now, I'm going to say 8 years old. Like it's, no, it was 2010. So now 2019, going into its ninth year, the screen is all over the map. And so sometimes, like if there was a power outage last week, when I fired up the computer again, it sort of had reverted. Like it just decided on its own, it was going to revert to a calibration from like 3 years ago. Ew. And I just looked at it going like, something's really weird. Like it's way too bright. And then I edited some photos and I didn't think I even got something printed and it was way off. And then I went in just thinking like, something's not right here. And then, yeah, that's what happened. It reverted to a calibration from a long, long time ago. So it shows you over the years, like how much... the screen does change because...
How do you calibrate it, though?
What do you mean?
You have a calibration device, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it still work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because here was my problem, is I had an older calibration hardware, like a hard, like Color Spider or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, under OS 10.6, life was great. It worked fine. And then as you upgraded, which I had to do for other programs, it was no longer supported. You had to buy a new one.
Yeah, no, mine's still supported.
Until DisplayCal came along like 8 years ago, but I didn't get around to them. I never messed because it was kind of hard to do. Now it's very easy to do. You can go to a website, download an open source software called DisplayCal, which you can then use with even your outdated hardware device.
Right.
To calibrate your screens. And apparently it does a much better job. It looks good to me. I found it much easier to use. And previously, the proprietary software would only allow me to calibrate one screen. And I have two. I use my laptop and then an external monitor. And so in order to calibrate two was a lot of messing around that I could do, but there's a workaround, but I had to hop on 1 foot, and that was no fun. And then now this one will just let me do both screens. Doesn't matter.
Good.
So check it out. So the good news is everything's dialed in. You should even check it out. It's likely better than the software that your hardware came with.
Yeah. You know what was a tell too? When I basically realized how far off my monitor was, I started going back to look in Lightroom at old photos from a couple years ago to see what they look like on screen. And then that's when I was like, oh no, yeah, those are way off too. And then once the calibration was done and I went back and looked at photos over the years, I'm like, okay, everything's good now.
See, I hadn't calibrated in years because of the outdated software. I actually had to go back and correct a few I had to correct from the previous year and just go back in Lightroom and go, all right, well, that's a little bit hot. I'm losing detail there. And so that was not fun. It took me about 2 hours to go through and just correct the few shots that were, you know, in the thousands, of course, the thousands of shots, but to pick through and find them and then make the subtle adjustments. But what I end up doing at the end of the year is take all the photos I shot. In this case, I think this year it was like 2,600 or something like that, like over everything I shot and kept throughout the year, and then convert them all to full res JPEGs, which I then put into a separate Lightroom catalog where I have all the pictures I've ever taken cataloged as JPEGs, and then start a new catalog for 2019 for the RAWs.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I did all that. That was a fun little New Year's Day, or whatever day it was. After that, you went skating. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Other than New Year's photos, no.
I'm looking forward to the video you shot with your FoPro there.
I could probably send you some of that. The only thing about it is I put it in the underwater case because I didn't know I was passing it around and didn't know if the kids were going to drop it or not. So there's no audio. You get just...
It sounds terrible, right?
Well, there's almost no sound because of the case. The case is blocking the microphone, so you just get nothing. So
it's essentially a blimp.
Yeah, but even that's with the case off, the sound is really weird with that camera, so I don't know that you're missing anything.
What did it cost you again?
I think it was about $65.
Yeah, you're all set.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping it would also work as a car jack.
It does. And, it does have a dash cam mode too, if you want to use it as a dash cam.
Right. It probably comes with like 19 different mounts, which can be fun.
Yeah, it has all the different mounts. Yeah.
Yeah, I started to realize like from a I love mine, but you know after a while I was like, all right. I'll take it skating. I'll shoot for about 90 seconds and then put it away. And I'm like, we're all good.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I plan to use it on my next vacation in the water and whatnot. I plan on if, you know, the kids do a skills competition in hockey this year, I'll take it on the ice and use it for that. So maybe the father-son game or parent-child game, because I think it'll be a bunch of moms on the ice with us this year. I probably do some on camera or sorry on ice stuff with that, so it'll get some fun play time. Yeah.
Oh, for sure, you'll definitely get your money's worth in the first year, and then after that, it's a fun little toy. It's for that price, especially. So.
Yeah.
What did I do? I shot my annual New Year's Day portraits of my kids, which I'll post. Not much to that. Just you know, black and white lit portraits.
Okay.
Which I do every year, and so that's kind of now looking back. Like it wasn't a plan. I wasn't like, all right, I'm going to do a time capsule here. I just started doing it, and then every year now we do it. And so it's kind of fun to look back and see how they've grown. Turns out they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then from a couple of weeks ago, we didn't have time to talk about it. We ran out of time on the show. I shot my son and his friends. I made them soccer cards.
Okay.
Because it's like hockey cards, but you know we're in Germany, and guess what they like here? Fußball, natürlich. Wir spielen Fußball. And so here was my plan. It was my son's birthday party a few weeks ago, and I thought, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Because obviously I'm trying to win, you know, dad of the village, right?
Sure.
And so the parties only last, I think it's about 3 hours from start to finish. They get here and they're done in 3 hours. We have a bunch of activities, like there's a treasure hunt around the neighborhood and stuff and whatever. But part of the deal was he wanted to have a soccer party. That was okay. The theme.
Yeah.
So all the kids, there's like six kids, I guess, came over. Five kids, maybe. Yeah, it was five kids. He was number six. And they all wore soccer jerseys, and that was the deal. I made a soccer cake, which, thank God, because that was easy. And then I said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up the studio. Now, we had people staying with us, so I couldn't use it in the downstairs, unfortunately. So I had to set it up in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I threw like a black background up. And a couple, you know, four lights, actually. I used four lights for this. Had it all ready to go. So when the kids showed up, first thing they did was right in the living room, snap their photo, get all six kids done. Well, I did my son ahead of time, so all five kids. And then quickly disassemble the studio because they're going to crash into it.
Mm-hmm.
Put that away. I'm going to upload those photos. I have all the six cards ready to go. And all I'm going to do is quickly cut out the kids' images, which I've shot them against a simple black background,
mm-hmm.
except as you can see, my son's wearing a black jersey. So I quickly had a blue background ready to go. So he was end up shot against a blue background. A couple of kids showed up wearing blue jerseys. So quickly just shot that with black. You get where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a green screen. I wish I did in this case. So here's my plan. I quickly cut them out. While my wife's entertaining them, unwrapping the presents or whatever, I kind of pop in, see the present unwrap. The plan is I want to hand them a card as they leave in their grab bag.
Okay.
So an actual card. So I went and created the whole font and everything a day ahead. Made them the white caps, of course, because, you know, home team. And dragged all the kids in, got it all dialed in, ready to go. I don't have a printer anymore because I don't get involved with that. That's kind of a hassle. So I have to drive down to the drugstore called the DM. They have an in-store printing.
Okay.
So I'm just going to get them printed there. It's very cheap, very fast, lickety split. Back I go. I'm going to cut the cards. And then I already have the backings done. Like I cut some cardboard out, the right size, the exact size. And all I'm going to do is cut the cards out, peel off a double-sided tape, put them on. Off we go. We're going to have these cards at the end of the party.
Okay. I feel like something's going to go wrong.
Something went wrong. Yeah. So I found out, you must know, I mean, I don't know if you know it off by heart, but you probably figured out how big an actual hockey card or baseball card is.
Yes.
Do you know in centimeters?
No, I know it in inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2.5 by 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. So what does that translate
to? 5 by 7. You get 4 on a 5 by 7.
Yeah. It's 4. It is in centimeters, it's 6.5 by 9.
Okay.
Okay. So that means you can go, excuse me. They do 9 by 13 prints at this place at the DM. They offer 9 by 13, whatever that translates to inches. I don't know.
But do they not do 5 by 7s?
They might. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But this is the exact size. So they do 9 by 13s, which is exactly 2 cards.
Okay.
You follow me, right? So all I gotta do is I gotta put two of these cards up on one file, get them printed as 9 by 13s, cut them once down the middle. Bam! I got 2 cards ready to go.
Okay.
Very fast. I get down, I zip down to the store while the party's going on and find out they only do 9 by 13s on a mail-in situation. They'll do 10 by 15s, which is a 4 by 6, in the store.
Okay.
I said, well, that's okay. Why don't we just print these 9 by 13s, leave a white border around it, moving on. Can't do that. It automatically resizes it, and there is no way you can override that.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting there just crying, like... Because I'm a bit of a crybaby and can't make it happen. And so at that point, had I brought my laptop with me,
you could have made the white border.
I could have. I didn't have it with me. Didn't occur to me, even though that I probably should have known better at this point. I'll make the same mistake next year. So I would have, if I had brought it, could have made the border, printed out, which is silly, but okay. So I ended up getting the 10x15s, the 4x6s printed, and just handed them to the kids. And then later that afternoon, we walked around everybody's house and gave them the real card.
Oh, wow.
Not as cool. Not as cool.
No.
The cards are very cool. Like this image looked cool, but as a card, it looks like a real card on the one side.
Right.
Also with my son in the picture, not wearing a Germany jersey, which I don't understand because they don't call it Germany here in Germany. It's Deutschland. So I don't know what knockoff, like this was given to us by somebody. So whoever, some sort of knockoff at a, you know, some flea market, I don't know.
Sure.
So he's wearing a Germany jersey in his white caps card, which is odd.
Yeah.
But he didn't care. He was thrilled.
He's doesn't he have a white caps jersey?
No, they're expensive.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to get him one, but I literally do not care.
Okay. There is a company, listener can probably tell you what it is. I don't know it off the top of my head, that from China sells every jersey and every sport note to man for very reasonable, and the knockoffs look terrific.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing that for the white caps.
Yeah.
We'll see. The
blue on this background would look, or the blue and white, the white caps jersey would look fantastic on this background.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, this is actually a white caps card.
Okay.
Like that. Well, I think, is it? I said, what do football cards look like? I don't know. And it's December, so we're not going to have the kids go run around the field and kick a ball. So, which they did, but it doesn't look good. And so I found a card and basically recreated it generally, like made that background by hand and had it all ready to go and just popped him in. So we'll see. If I get those, they'll probably come mid-June and we'll reshoot this.
Great.
Point being, I wish it had gone much, much smoother than it did. All right. At least you got a good story out of it.
Sure.
Says nobody.
We got a story out of it.
All right. So the photo challenge / topic is the monthly challenge is Christmas cards. This is it. The photo challenge for December, even though we're in January now, but this is the first show in January.
Okay.
So let's go through and have a look in no particular order. Oh, and also a bunch of the listeners asked if you would be nice this time.
Okay. All right. I'll be nice. I'll try best behavior.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So first up is Mike Gates Photography from Alaska.
I like this.
That's not that nice. You can do better, man.
No, I'm serious though. I like it because
it is good.
It looks like Santa Claus.
It does. And I bet you he gets that.
This is Mike himself, right?
Yes. Well, I'm going by, I don't know Mike. I'm going by his avatar there.
I feel like
he says Santa selfie right there.
Well, I think, I don't know. I feel like maybe in a past episode, because he's posted before, right?
Yes.
I feel like we might have commented on the fact that he looks like Santa Claus, and so I mean he does look exactly like Santa Claus. So
you're taking credit for this?
No, I'm not. I'm not taking credit for it, but I think that this has come up before, and so this is maybe a two hoser shutout.
I would assume so.
Although it is
hashtag Hey Hosers,
but everybody I think probably tells this guy he looks like Santa Claus, so maybe we're not that unique. It's like you inventing or reinventing the Brenheiser method,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Except I think this was even simpler.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why Instagram doesn't like you, dude.
Where's the rest of his body?
I'm assuming he's just wearing black. This is like, it's like one of those theater kids who's changing sets or something like that in between scenes.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I'm assuming just because you look like Santa Claus doesn't mean you own a whole suit.
Yeah, or he just. So has
he's probably
a hat.
Not gonna go buy a suit. He's yeah, just get a hat. Yeah, I think I have a hat. I don't have a hat, but if I look like, which you know what, honestly, if I grew my beard out, I'd probably look like Santa Claus too.
Yeah, you should do it. Start now. Be ready for.
I'm
next
not going
year.
To. This looks like a lot of effort, but very well lit, and he just he disappears in the background quite well. Very well done.
Yeah, nice job.
All right. Next up is My Reality Part 2.
Okay.
And this is a bit of Festive Gott. Oh, it says right below. I knew what that stood for, but I was going to see if you did, but it says right below.
I don't see it.
That's Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't even know what that... That's that show that people watch that I don't watch.
I don't watch it either. I was hoping that you did. Oh, I see. Christmas is coming. See, I know enough about pop culture that I know that Winter is Coming is a thing about Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know that.
I've seen one episode. I watched the very first episode many years after it aired. And because everyone told me, oh, you got to see it, you got to see it. And I found that there was a little too much of the beheading.
Mm.
Yeah, which I wasn't, really? Well, yeah, you know. But everyone tells me it's great. No, wait, there's dragons. And so, like, oh, it's not, like, do the dragons behead anybody? That's the, if the dragons behead people. And then another, my other favorite one, there's nudity. Awesome. Okay, we got nudity, dragons, and beheading. I don't know. You don't that writes itself.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But it is wildly popular by people I do respect. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to watch it.
I like the photo though. Even though
I like what he's done. I don't necessarily get the entire don't get the whole reference. I'm guessing that guy, you know, that somebody wears the fur in the show and then has a backpack made of spikes. I bet.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, half man, half peacock made of candy canes.
Oh, peacock. Game of Thrones peacock. Yeah, you're right. No, I think it's probably some sort of an armor fighting device. Okay. That he's... No, not this one. This is obviously the candy cane version of that.
No, I know. It's funny how you're extrapolating from this. But it's a cool image, regardless.
It is well put together.
Whether we know what it's sort of referencing or not.
Yeah, no one cares if I know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, geez, well, Alan didn't know, then what a waste of my time. So, no, it looks really good. I'll bet you if you like Game of Thrones, you're going to like it a lot more. And so I appreciate everything like that. Nice font. We got the tree on the side. Nicely well put together. All right, next up, Stephen Flo, Rosenstang. Gull. Oh, sorry, Gill at the end there. Happy holidays from Stephen Michelle.
It's nice. I like it. This is from the Christmas Story.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. It's a
great
classic scene.
Great scene.
Good shot. I mean, really good shot. And plus, yeah. I mean, I don't think that they invented this Christmas card, but I've never seen it. But I'm thinking it's so simple and such a good idea that, again, Brenheiser method, someone else has done it.
Well, taking the wind out of that guy's sails. Okay, yeah. Good for you.
So way to go, copycat. No, I'm just kidding. It's awesome. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
No, but we're both pretty creative dudes, and we never thought of it.
True enough. That's very true. I never thought of it, and it's simple, and it's good. Hey, next year's Christmas card.
Simple and well executed. Yeah. Although, this is a composite,
yeah, right? This is definitely a composite, yeah.
I would like to see somebody kind of recreate this and actually shoot it practically.
Okay.
Maybe someone will do that and go back and look at the actual scene and see if you can get something close. But very, very great idea. Love the look on the expressions on the faces. Well lit. Nice job.
Yep.
No, my only rub with this is if we're to do this, there's a whole generation of people like my kids and whatever who would not know what this is.
Yeah, my kids have never seen Christmas Story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree. I actually thought about showing it to them this year, and then we watched Christmas with the Cranks for the 14th time.
Right.
Yeah.
I tried watching that. It's not good.
I don't mind it. There's some funny scenes, yeah.
Is that Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was okay. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember now. We're busy watching the BB and Tina Christmas episode in German, so for the 19th time.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Don Bowling. I don't know how to pronounce that. Bowling? Don Bowling?
Sure.
I'm sure I'm insulting somebody.
Bowling, yeah, bowling.
Okay.
Bowling?
I don't think this is actually meant to be a Christmas card. I don't think he was making a Christmas card. I think he was just posting some shots saying, hey, Canadians, I'll bet you'll like this.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I do like this, though.
I do like it. Not what I had envisioned for a Christmas card. Maybe there's something here. Maybe shot at a lower perspective with more sky. Maybe you could turn it into a Christmas card, especially if there's a person actually skating out there.
I'm telling you this. No, I don't know that this is intended to be. Because there's
I don't think.
I didn't capture all three images, but there are three images here kind of showing the area. I think he's just bragging about, hey, man, look at this. Which, look at that. That is awesome.
This is how few submissions there are that we're now including just any photo submission.
It was hashtag Hey Hosers, but I knew going in, it wasn't about the, so we could have done 9 instead of 10. We could have done that. But I look at this and think, you know how long it's been since I've experienced this kind of skating? Okay. Well, 2 years ago, I skated on the pond here, but it was only for a day. And then some guy fell in because he skated next to the creek. Because at one end of the pond was a creek that leads out. So, you know, growing up that you don't skate there.
Right.
Well, he skated there and then fell in and everybody freaked out and I was busy laughing. So it wasn't that deep. In all fairness, he could stand up. It wasn't like he was going to fall under it and then not find the hole again. That's the danger when you're skating on the big ice like this. You fall through and then you come up and you're not next to, you know, you don't come out of the hole you created. You're stuck under the ice. That sucks.
Right.
Am I overstating the obvious?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, so when that guy fell in, he was okay. He wasn't in any mortal danger. And I just found it amusing that why would you skate near there? So my wife freaked out. And, oh, we got to get out of here. I said, nah, you just don't skate there. That's all. Okay. So that's what this picture reminded me of. And look at, like, wouldn't you like to have a cabin out there and go skate and play hockey?
Sure.
Where is everybody?
Yeah.
Zero people out there.
There's chairs.
Yeah, 5 empty chairs.
Yeah.
That's so what this picture should be. Six chairs.
You know that there's some people that might go out there sometimes.
But I would never leave. Would you ever come off the ice? If you're a kid?
Probably not. No.
No. So there you go. That's why I included this. All right. Next up, Roger Dahlman was got his Betty Boop ornament that he created a Christmas card with.
My mother also loves Betty Boop.
Really?
Yeah, but her name is Betty, so that's part of it. Same generation, I think, as Roger Dahlman's mom. But yeah, there's a thing for Betty Boop. My mom has lots of little Betty Boop things and loves all things Betty Boop.
So Roger, you have to send one to Adam's mom next year. We'll get you the address.
Yeah. I really like how he shot this on a Christmas tree. If you ever shot, I'm sure you have, try to shoot a single ornament on a tree. It is very challenging.
Yes.
To do it well. And I think this is done well.
Especially if you have kids because they tend to decorate the other ornaments.
Oh, it's just, there's stuff everywhere. It's hard to light it. It's a challenging task. But my only gripe with this photo, because I love the background, I love the ornament, is just the font. The font.
Yes.
The way it's positioned, maybe it needs an outline or something to bring it from the background. It gets really hard on my eyes to read it.
This is my exact criticism of this. First of all, I mean, I'm not the best person to talk about this because I am red, green, colorblind. So I didn't even know there was font until like the second time I looked at it because it blends right in with the trees.
Yeah.
And then it's really hard to read anyways. A little dodging and burning around there would help. You'd do that, because what I do like about this is you're right, executing a single ornament is difficult. This is a very unique and very specific, very personal Christmas card, so that's great. I mean, sending it to your, you know, for your mom, you make something personal like that, fantastic. Gotta leave room for font now, whether that's out of focus area or you dodge and burn or back out a little bit. That's my only real criticism of this.
Agreed.
And with that, I purposely lined up the next image to be right after this because, hey, look at that.
Yeah, they left plenty of room for font.
They fontalized this one.
Yeah.
So our Coakley 61, he kept it short and sweet. Merry Christmas, hashtag 200's monthly challenge. There you go. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot.
Yeah, and this looks like a postcard. Maybe it's a postcard he just scanned. Because it says at the bottom, the Atlanta Botanical Garden of... wait a second, what is that? Can't read the rest of that. Levi something?
I can't read it, but yeah, maybe it is a postcard.
No, it's not. This looks like he shot it himself. The great dark skies coupled with the light and just leaving that room open for the font. Perfect.
Yeah.
Love
great.
It.
Great.
Okay. What do we got next? Oh, next we got Christopher Hand. I think we make the same Mr. Hand joke every week, right? Every month.
You make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of pretend.
Instagram likes it.
I pretend to laugh.
Yeah. No, you don't even pretend anymore.
Yeah.
Can I pretend to laugh? Is that? All right. So here we go. The party has just begun. Okay. So this is the snowman band. Are those golf balls?
Well, maybe underneath there. Maybe that's what is used to make them. Yeah, quite possibly. I don't know.
That's how I'd make them. If I was, except then they'd all be the same size, though.
Mm-hmm. True.
All three pieces of the snowman. So I do like what's going on here. Very clear. Funny. Got a little Rembrandt lighting even on the middle guy. You can see the little shadow.
Yeah, I'm guessing there was at least 28 attempts at this photo. Just because I know how tricky this is. It's such a tricky thing to light. Like when you're lighting small little figurines like this, I know because I've tried, and it's so frustrating to do this.
Especially
kind of
dudes in the band, because they always have attitude.
Yeah, but you got three objects close together. You're trying to light it. You're trying to balance the background lights, and this is probably, I'm gonna up it. I'm gonna say 42 attempts before you got what you like.
Okay.
All right. Just saying, good job. This is way tougher than I think we think, especially when we're used to lighting people.
I think I would utilize live view on this. If you didn't this time, please let us know what your hit rate was on this one. One out of what? And if you used live view or not, that's what I would go with.
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, looks good. This is a very good Christmas card. Right, next up, perennial favorite, hard to beat, the man in the clubhouse, leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, he's always got something extraordinary planned. Like he's going on a different scale than the rest of us.
He is. So JC Russo, this is his entry this year. Look back at go check out his feed and see his past year's cards. They're all very good. I love the playful attitude. I like what's going on here. The lighting is relatively flat, which you kind of have to do. This is a composite, I believe he told me.
Yeah,
he sent us an email.
So. Yeah,
yeah. So it's obviously this wasn't on a timer. Just hey, lucky managed to catch this. So you have to keep it relatively flat. We do have shadows though on the left hand side. Overall, very good. He did say though that he actually had this fake snow in his house and was cleaning it up for weeks.
All right, so there's the punishment.
There's the punishment, but I do have one criticism of this.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'd like to see that fan moving.
Oh, I see. Yeah, good call.
Other than that, and that's me really nitpicking. It's a good photo, but he's dumping the snow, it's blowing it out, but the fan is stuck. Now, I'm guessing he didn't shoot this, it was not telling us he shot this at 1/4,000th of a second and stopped that fan. Which I don't even know if 1/4,000th would do. So in the future, gotta blur that fan out.
Okay, good. No, that's good. I didn't catch that, but that's a good point.
Yeah, that's just nitpicking though.
Sure.
Good job. Well done. Now we got two more shots at beating him. Well, then us, of course. But all right, next up, Diggity Dog Photos. I'm guessing by the name he shoots dogs.
Okay, maybe.
Diggity Dog Photos.
Yeah, I'm with the picture that he's taken, I'm going to say that's a pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm. Santa, I can explain. Not bad. Yeah. What else would you have done with the caption?
Ooh, I don't know. I you got me, you stumped me, I don't know, I don't have anything.
I wouldn't know either, I have no clue.
Yeah, it is a cute moment though, I like it.
It is good. He got the dog to play ball. I'll bet you he took fewer attempts at this than Christopher Hand did with his figurines.
Probably, yeah. And the dog probably wouldn't sit still for much more than 48 seconds.
Yeah. Got this in three. Yeah. So that's Diggity Dog Photos from Regina, Saskatchewan, if I read the card correctly.
Okay.
Not my favorite city, I'm not going to lie to you.
Regina. Okay.
I did win the home run contest there one year in the Nationals, though.
Awesome.
So, yeah. I don't know. Diggity Dog, were you there? So. That's a true story. In the Nationals, they had a skills competition, home run contest. I walked away.
You had the only home run?
It was 1-0. You're absolutely right. I had one. I was about to let you know that. You jumped on it.
That's awesome.
I was leading off. I was the first hitter too, and I was like, oh man. Like the premier of the province came out and the news was there and so it was like the senior nationals or whatever it was. I was like 23. And so they put me in, I was like, yeah, me and this other guy from our team. And I drew first straw, and I was like, oh no. Like I don't want to go over. That's all I want to do is hit one. Just otherwise I feel like an idiot. And sure enough, first pitch popped out. Popped out of the park. Hit out of the park. And that was it. Got the one. I was like, okay, this got that one. You know, I'm not going to finish last. And no one else hit one. So there you go. I guess Regina kind of cavernous, evidently. And so.
All right.
Take that. All right. I hit like four in that tournament, though. If it makes you feel better.
Okay.
Hmm. And last up. Giving JC Russo a run for his money is Marion Maid. #no hard feelings. I think he was upset from last month, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All at you. All at you.
I like this, though. This is
nice.
This is simple. This is nice. I like the composition. I like the sort of, I don't know, uniformity. Is that the right word here?
They're not wearing uniforms. That's just pajamas.
Okay. Okay. I like the I don't know. I don't, I'm,
this looks like, this does not look like a composite to me. This looks,
no,
like he actually,
no,
shot it.
This is just one shot. Yeah.
It is ridiculously hard to shoot kids and a Christmas tree in the same photo.
Yeah, it really is.
Compositionally, it's a nightmare. Like, there's just too much going. Like, maybe you got stuff in the background, or trying to get how much of the tree do you get in, and what, you know, there's so many different things. And then you got to balance the light because you have those little LEDs, probably what he has there.
Yeah.
And you have to balance that and then light them in the front. And then his kids probably don't give a care and they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, you put that all together, all those factors. Really great shot. The degree of difficulty on this one is very high. Well done.
Good job.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's have a quick look at ours before we sign off. Oh my God, it's been that long. All right, let's go. You go first because you actually shot your card, which is pretty cool.
I shot my card. I don't know if I've done this in the past, mostly because I printed it on Vistaprint. So I took my photo, which is... Mm-hmm. You know, the square part of the image that you see within the card. And then I had it done at Vistaprint, and they had this year it was new. They had the embossing. So I had the card done with the gold embossing. And then I tried to shoot I realized about 20 minutes before we were going to podcast that I didn't actually have my Christmas card. I had a hard copy of it, and I had the image that I used to make it, but I didn't actually have, having done it on Vistaprint, an actual JPEG of the card. So I decided I was just going to take a quick snapshot of it. And then I tried to use window light, but then the problem was it was early in the morning. There wasn't a lot of window light and the image comes out very flat. So you don't really get the fact that there is a gold embossing. So I ended up having to shoot it with flash. And so hitting it at just the right angle so you could actually tell that there is kind of a shine to the gold. So took me about five shots to hit it at the right angle where you could actually tell that it's raised and it's a gold embossing that's done around the edges, and the font of Love the Schwartz family is all done in that embossed gold. So there you go. Simple black background shot, kids wearing lights. Actually used a LED light to light them because I was trying to shoot on a very slow shutter speed. I can't remember all the logistical problems I faced, but I ended up, for whatever reason, this is now done like 2 months ago. That's why I'm hazy on the details, but I lit it with an LED light. I shot it at about 1/40th of a second with a 50 mil lens in order to try to get the bulbs illuminated as best I could.
Right.
Still turns out some of them don't appear illuminated, but.
Yeah, that's tough to do. It might be something better done with a flash, actually. Might be easier with a flash.
Yeah, and I think it was also part of trying to keep it as black as I could. So with the with the LED light, you know, the fall off is so fast that I just threw up the big black sheet kind of in behind them. And this was done because, again, my kids don't want to participate anymore. So
why would they? Why would they want to get every dad has a photo studio in the basement?
Sure. But this was done in very quick order. So I was happy with that part of it. And I quite like the image, so it is what it is.
That's good. No, yeah. It's I would like to see more of the lights.
More?
But
yeah. Yeah.
Like lights glowing, like a little bit less LED, more lights glowing. But I understand all the obstacles you faced. I fully support that. And then he's got the green shirt. She's got the red shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Very Christmassy. Well done. I like the choice of tartan in the back there. Reminds me of Scotch tape.
And she's also wearing a shirt, a plaid red shirt. So
yes.
It matches as well. Yeah,
it does. Although Scotch tape's not very, it's kind of a bad name. So
okay.
It is. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's offensive. It's offensive.
I know that.
Google it. I won't explain it here. Google it.
Okay.
Good choice of the font. I do love to see my little, my footprint on this as well. It's there, right?
Okay. Yep. Sure.
Isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yes. It says love the Schwartz family. That's 100% my doing.
Right. As well as the Schwartzes. Love from the Schwartzes.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the hanger and the fact that it's not a parallel line?
Oh, that just adds to the goodness here, because the frame around them in the embossing thing is not perfect.
It's true. But I also thought if you just have it off a little, it's a little bit, it looks off versus most hangers. Like this is kind of droops, right? Like this is a thing we have in our kitchen that you just attach photos to. And so it's
obviously,
so it just kind of goes from one end of our kitchen to the other. And we have a whole bunch of clips like this up with photos. And so it's not straight. So when you get the actual card and the sides of the card straight, that line isn't straight, but I think that actually, I don't know. I like that it's not straight, but it has to be off more than a few degrees. Otherwise, it looks like you just didn't line it up.
When you own a table saw, you'd never leave your blade slightly off of 90. If you're done, if you're cutting something that's not quite 90, and then you're done, you crank it way over so it's like 45 degrees. So next time you go to cut something 90, you know it's not 90. Little woodworking tip for you.
I think you've given it about 3 years ago, so thanks. But I remember.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Do you have all your fingers still?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So who's the dummy now?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No, I'm the dummy.
All right. All right. So mine. I posted the digital image because I didn't actually make a card this year. I made it just to send out on email because I'm lazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite honestly, I never get it together in time to go get all the cards printed and that. And I'm in Germany and. And the four people who I call friends are all in Canada, so, you know, that's on you. I blame you. Anyway, here's the card I went with. I was going to do a family photo, but you said don't do it. Just do the kids.
Hold on 1 second. My wife's asking me a question. You just go ahead and talk.
No, I'm done. I'm waiting for your wife. We're leaving. You'll be done in 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. My mother-in-law is about to leave for the World Junior semifinal, and she's got a Russian jersey on and a Russian hat because Canada.
And she's rushing out the door. Good for her.
Exactly, she's rushing out the door, and I told her I would take a picture of her. So
okay,
yeah. maybe as a reward, you'll get to see the photo, and all the listeners will too. So
oh boy, won't that be great for everybody?
It's gonna be awesome. So hurry up and finish.
We better rush the rest of this episode.
We're already over an hour, so.
Yeah, it's fine. Just tell me how great my photo is and we'll move on.
Your photo's great. I love it.
What do you like about it?
Nothing really. Nonsense. I thought it would get you off the air quicker. No, it's nice. I like the colors. I like the fact that they're playing along. It's cute. I like it. I have a photo like this from a couple of years ago that I think you copied. So that's great. No.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, it was in.
They're wearing stripes. They got stripes too. Striped sweaters.
White background.
Everybody's having fun. White background. This is before Christmas, before the Christmas blow up. So we were having fun. We still liked each other then. And so I couldn't choose one photo. So I thought, you know what? We did send this out to a bunch of people, and I went with the four different photos, a series. You know, nice little Christmassy font. Threw the snowflake in there just because it's Christmassy.
Sure.
You know, needed something in the middle there. And that's it. Why give the listeners the full show when mother-in-law needs her photo taken?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for her. All right. Photo challenge for January. Next month's monthly challenge is I'm going to make it simple. Use a bounce board.
Okay.
That's it. So that's it. Bounce some light. Use a bounce board in some fashion. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers, and we'll talk about it at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. I was going to give you a choice, but now you don't have it. Challenge next week is mother-in-law in a Russian jersey.
Awesome. Perfect. That's right up my alley.
I'm not doing that at all. Okay. We're doing hair light.
Okay. All right.
That's it. We'll talk more about that offline, you and me, if you want, but or you can just figure it out on your own.
Okay.
All right. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
All right. Excuse me. You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, two of us at twohosers.com. You can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.